This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 7, until told otherwise, Episode 2. We launched on Monday, August 1st. I believe you're listening to this on Tuesday, August 2nd. If things have gone well for me yesterday and today, were fun-filled days at theme parks in Orlando, starting use of my Disney annual pass and my annual visit to SeaWorld to ride some of their rides and drink a free beer, since much like Busch Gardens, owned by the same company, they do offer those during some summer months. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is proudly presented by Hooters, the original Hooters brand in Tampa Bay at originalhooters.com, has been sponsoring this podcast and many elements on joebucksfan.com for a long time now. And I thank Hooters and joebucksfan.com for their support. Originalhooters.com, easy online ordering, covering all their locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. So we'll have a little get-together at some point this year at one of the original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, as I did in the first episode, and I will in every episode. It's sponsorships like that which allow me to keep doing this. So thank you for listening to me talk about them, because without them, I wouldn't be able to do this. All right? Thank you very much to Original Hooters in the Tampa Bay area, originalhooters.com, and all of the Hooters locations around the Bay. I said last podcast, until I get the Todd Wright Fantasy Football email up and running, and I've changed some devices, not sure if I can get it going again with that account, you can just email me fantasy questions at right.todd@yahoo.com. I'm not at the point yet, like I just glanced over. From 1 year to the next, I maintain a dry erase board with all my key numbers. I think most of you who know me know very number intensive when it comes to what I do with fantasy football. Not solely, but I use a lot of numbers, and I maintain numbers from the end of one season, carry over. It impacts my draft and my conversation with you to start the next season. I'm not even going to look at that board this week. I have plenty of other things to talk to you about as I strive to provide you a just sort of a daily fantasy podcast for at least this first week, if not the first 2 weeks, depending on how much time I have. And I'm keeping them a little shorter. But for right now, just if you do have a fantasy question, and it's early, Right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. You can, of course, find me on Instagram at ToddWright2121, Twitter, ToddWright2121. Don't ask me questions on Twitter. I don't choose to answer questions in an open social media environment. That's why I give you an email. Only you know you sent a question, and only you know my response. That's it. It's discreet. It's private. And as long as you're kind, I'll respond to your email. I will. Ask anyone about this fantasy podcast and how I've responded to emails over the years. One carryover from episode one, I was talking about the future of the Sunday ticket. It's not a direct fantasy thing, but for many of you, you enjoy the Sunday ticket because of fantasy football. I get that. I actually have never subscribed to the Sunday ticket. That may stun a lot of you. But then think about how I like to play golf. And I think I've talked in the past on this podcast. I enjoy a good Sunday morning being fantasy intensive. But then about 12:45, somewhere between 12:45 and 1 o'clock, I shut everything off. I'm done. The lineup is in as it relates to the 1 o'clock games. And I go off, and 90% of the time I'm on the golf course during the 1 o'clock games. Then I make it home, and you know, barring some news that affects a 4:30 game, which of course I can follow on a mobile device, I'll make it home in time to watch the second half of the late afternoon games, which often involve better teams. Not always, because if you are a team in the Mountain or Pacific time zone and you are hosting on a Sunday, you cannot play in the 1 o'clock window. So you often, those teams often play in the 4:30 Eastern window, 4:25, whatever. But I usually start watching NFL from about halftime of the second window of games on Sunday until the Sunday night game conclusion. And Sunday nights will be a little bit different this year. Al Michaels, not part of that broadcast, although I believe they're bringing him back to do a playoff game on NBC, because NBC has two playoff games. So that also prevents them, you know, they used Mike Tirico and Drew Brees as the B team last year on their other playoff game, which turned out it was Bengals and Raiders, and was a good game. Now we look back at it, it was the last game for Drew Brees. He got a lot of backlash for not being very good. I thought it was very sudden how the two sides parted, because he's an intelligent guy. I didn't think he was awful. No, I didn't think he was good, but I didn't think he was awful. You want awful? Booger McFarlane is still doing shit, right? And you all know, I have plenty of information on that guy. And they've allowed him, granted they took him off Monday Night Football, which in essence is a firing, but they've allowed him to keep working the rest of his contract at ESPN. And he's worse than Drew Brees. So Drew Brees wanted out. Drew Brees, I guess, just didn't feel good about it. Maybe didn't like the lifestyle. He's, you know, happily married. Got, what, four kids? Because I still remember the story about how Drew Brees, after he had, I think it was the fourth kid. Sorry, Mr. or Mrs. Brees, if I shortchanged you or I said there was more than there actually are. Drew famously said he was going to get a vasectomy. Funny how timely that seems to be in the last month or so now. But he was going to strategically get his vasectomy the weekend before the Masters. So there was no reason he couldn't just lay in bed or lay on a couch, which I've heard you have to do as it relates to a vasectomy. No, I will admit, I have not undergone that procedure, although there are a lot of jokes there, because he just wanted to watch the Masters all week. So, and I was, I knew a New Orleans Saints fan at the time, a female, and she thought it was really funny that Drew Brees said he was going to schedule his vasectomy in conjunction with the Masters. So there you go. There's some more meaningless information, but that's what you count on with me, always have with my radio shows and my podcasts. So we left off with the future of the Sunday ticket. And this year, it's still available the same way as you've received the Sunday ticket before. Next year, it will change. It will go streaming. However, the process is slow because, according to Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com, the NFL is trying to – they're like – with this, they know they can make some money here. So it's like a player cashing in. The NFL wants to cash in because – they haven't put the Sunday ticket up for sale in a while, right? It's been a DirecTV property. So they want to cash in on this. So according to Mike Florio at ProFootballTalk.com, the NFL is attaching partial ownership to some other things as part of the deal that perhaps these streaming services don't want. But it's sort of a must take. The reports are that part of NFL Network would be involved. So the NFL would be selling off a portion of NFL Network to make more money in this deal. Also, it lessens their lessens their costs for the network. If they flip off, I don't know, 25% of it. There's going to be something called NFL Plus, I don't know why Plus has suddenly become the thing that signifies streaming. But the NFL is going to have a streaming channel. And they want whoever buys the Sunday ticket to own that in part or full. And probably in part because they want control over it. They don't want someone to suddenly fold it because that would make the NFL look bad. And the Red Zone channel, which obviously is very popular. And I've never had DirecTV, but I've had the Red Zone channel. And I've met Scott Hansen. He used to work in Tampa. I actually didn't know him that well when he worked in Tampa, but I met him. We were both stuck in the Kansas City airport, changing planes, coming back from we had both attended 1 o'clock games somewhere. I might have attended a 1 o'clock game in Kansas City that day. I think I was changing planes too. And he was trying to get home from, I assume, L.A. Well, it couldn't have been a Sunday, right? It couldn't have been, unless it was a playoff game. I don't know. So the NFL is attaching some ownership to NFL Plus, Red Zone, and NFL Network to sweeten the deal and get even more money out of this. So that seems to be holding things up. Between the four that have been talked about, I don't think they're going to do it with Amazon because I don't think the NFL wants to be in business with Amazon two different ways. Amazon just got the Thursday package. And barring a major development or a major change in how people are going to watch TV, I don't see that going away for a while. And there's talk that once Amazon hits a certain threshold with people watching those Thursday games, they get a playoff game. And I even heard it could happen as early as this year. Now, I don't know who would lose a playoff game, how that would work, but just be prepared. So the NFL already has money from Amazon. They do. Amazon's already a partner. I don't think they'd want to include them in this deal. I think they want to bring in new money and new promotion. I guess you could say the NFL is already in business with Disney because technically they are. Disney owns ABC and ESPN, which pays a fortune for Monday Night Football and paid even more recently and got back in the Super Bowl rotation. They get a better playoff game. Right, they had the Monday night game this past year, which I still don't know how that's going to last. I'd rather still see the triple headers on Saturday and Sunday. But the ESPN wanted an upgrade in terms of, hey, we're paying this much. We should get a little bit better in terms of they used to get the early playoff game on Saturday, and that game usually involved it was the worst matchup in terms of eyeballs. It almost always was the Houston Texans. It was the Texans or it was the Bengals, which didn't have much of a national audience. So, but the NFL has nothing going with Disney Plus, unlike with Amazon, where the Sunday ticket would be on Amazon Prime, and they would put it, I assume, on another tier, or make it a perk for Prime members, where you would get a discount. We're all just speculating here. Disney Plus would air the Sunday ticket. Overall, I mean, the NFL cares about its reputation, right? Let's say they botched this Deshaun Watson thing, like they did the Ray Rice thing. That the backlash is the discipline isn't strong enough. They issue the discipline. Watson starts playing. And then more shit comes out from some of the same women or more women, or somehow there's video, although there's HIPAA laws with that, ESPN then might be like, well, we got to do Disney. We need the Disney Plus reputation. Could go that way. Just speculating. And Disney Plus obviously has quite the subscriber base already. Then there's Google, which they've done deals with Major League Baseball and the NBA for YouTube TV. It just feels like the NFL wouldn't want that unless they're going to create a new name, a new brand for that via YouTube. I just, as big as Google is, I don't know that the NFL would be thrilled about the YouTube distribution. And then there's Apple Plus, which it's a tricky one, isn't it? I mean, I have an Android phone, but I use an iPad all the time, and I do not have a smart TV. But it seems to me that of fewer people, granted, the Ted Lasso show has brought a lot of attention to Apple TV. Sadly, even more than the Snoopy show. And I am a Peanuts comic strip apologist, and I do watch the Snoopy show. But Apple is a giant. It would be big for Apple TV to have the Sunday Ticket. But in terms of how many people have it, Disney Plus and Amazon certainly have more people watching their service than Apple has on Apple TV. It doesn't mean Apple TV can't grow. They don't have the base. Now, maybe this is why they want to buy it, so they can create that base. But I think the NFL, you know, the NFL's always gone with, the NFL wouldn't have gotten into business with Amazon if there weren't these hundreds of millions of people who already have Amazon Prime. They wouldn't do it. And as much as Apple has, is Apple TV at the point yet where the NFL wants to get into business and have its product there? So that's how I handicap the four. So while the NFL has technically done business with Disney, they aren't on Disney Plus, and that's where the Sunday Ticket would be. So that's where I'm leaning right now, but not very strong when I look at the four. So I said I would go over that, and that's where many of you on the Sunday Ticket watch your fantasy players play. So we'll make that today's fantasy podcast. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, of course, presented by Hooters. We will be likely to visit you again tomorrow, doing half of our 55 episodes before the season opener, and the other half twice a week, weeks 1 through 17. Of course, we just do recaps in week 18, and maybe we'll talk about that in the next podcast. Thanks for listening.